That would have worked out a lot better. Okay, welcome to Two Noobs and a Burger, episode 13. I'm John, joined again by Isaac, Chris, and Andrew.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
And we have a main topic to discuss, but while we're at it, we were discussing the prolific acting of
Keanu
and Anthony Kiedis.
Keanu? Oh, yeah, Flea.
And how he was in Back
What's
to the Future.
What's Flea's real name?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. He, does anyone actually care?
No.
For a guy that I respect that much as a bassist, like, I could not care less what his real name is.
You know what's weird is I know he's a fantastic bassist, but I still love the bassist from The Bouncing Souls more.
Well, yeah, that guy's awesome.
Like, I love the bassist from Rancid more. Like, they both play bass lines that I find more entertaining.
Oh.
But I know that Flea is more talented.
So rabbit hole here real quick. Did you guys ever listen to the CD where NoFX played Rancid songs and Rancid played NoFX songs? It was
Fat Mike had some issues.
Yeah, it was hilarious because Fat Mike like could not play any of his stuff, and then the bassist from Rancid was like bored out of his mind that entire CD.
Oh no, it was so entertaining.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the subject at hand, which is
we're discussing the top five competitive multiplayer video games, which, here's the hard part. We don't really play competitive multiplayer games, so there's probably not going to be Dota's or League of Legends or Counter-Strike on this list.
I have logged an enormous amount of hours into League of Legends, but I've also recently decided that that game is the f***ing devil, and I've quit playing forever.
I do own Guild Wars 3, Star Wars, the old
Republic,
and I own like, and I think I own World of Warcraft also.
Yeah, but those are just kind of more.
I do.
Those are MMOs. Yeah. Those aren't.
Yeah. No,
they're not. Well, it depends on the server.
We're talking about the massively online battle arenas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Such as Defense of the Ancients, Heroes of the Swarm, and League of Legends.
See, the thing is, like, my list is mostly just I used to play and really enjoyed.
That's what everyone's is going to be.
It's not a bunch of online multiplayer games.
I have
some of them in there, but
I have a couple that are newer, but most of them are games where it's like, oh, this was at a LAN party I played at like 15 years ago.
All right, well, let's go ahead and kick the off. You want to go first, John?
Sure. I'm actually going to go with a newer one that I really enjoy. It's fun to play online, but I enjoy it more when you're playing four-player split-screen. And that's Blur.
I have not played it.
Blur is basically...
It's a racing game, right?
Yeah, it's Mario Kart with Audis and
Mario Kart
Corvettes
with real cars.
And Volkswagens. But the best part is...
But somehow more frustrating, because there's like sometimes when you'll be like hauling ass and doing great, and then like 53 assholes, and there's only six people in the race, will somehow hit you all at the same time with lightning bolts, and you don't even know where it came from.
So there's...
Like,
missiles,
that can't
mines, lightning bolts, and then turbo. And it's you're driving along, and the best part is the way they tune it is you can be in a 1970s Volkswagen rat rod, and you'll be keeping up with like a Koenigsegg or some insane like Italian supercar that can go over 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Going through the Hollywood Hills.
Like, yes.
You're doing 200 off-road in your Koenigsegg.
Yeah, I mean Koenigseggs are just like hand-built
just
cars.
Like the
and they literally have one that is a one-to-one ratio car. But, I mean, yeah, I can see that.
But it's addicting fun because it's in real-life locations. It's got this weird, like, kind of Blade Runner art style.
Yeah.
And then you're just hauling ass in some crappy little car, shooting missiles at, like, a Hummer, watching it explode as you go over some massive jump. And it's honestly just playing Mario Kart.
Nice.
Only with new cars that you can wreck.
Yeah, and I love games like that. Like, the biggest thing that has killed games like that for me is the almost... I don't want to say the death, because it's not completely dead, because people still keep it alive, but near death of couch co-op.
Yep.
Like,
that's the problem.
Because those games are amazing to hang out and play with friends. Those games, however, in my opinion, aren't nearly as much fun even playing with your friends online.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's all about, like, being able to, like, be there and be like, throw your controller at them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I've probably logged 100 hours of Blur online, and the only times I had fun are when it was, you know, like, in, like, a private party where all, like, six or eight players, however many are in the race, were all people you knew.
Yeah.
when you had the random, like, one person show up in the race, you're like, oh, this is not as fun.
Yeah. Actually, what I want to say is, like, the worst example of multiplayer is Burnout Paradise.
Well, yeah.
Because their online multiplayer was races, kind of. But you weren't racing against other people. It was basically time trials versus other people doing time trials.
Yeah.
And then when you played, like, couch multiplayer, there was only one controller active, and you just passed it back and forth between different people as they all tried to do the exact same. It was the dumb... It was the worst. Like, it was... If multiplayer, if you want to make sure no one wants to play video games with you ever again.
I'm offended that something like that even exists.
Well, and there's also the aspect that if you're playing online Burnout Paradise, the host can make sure that the licensed music, he can choose to play all the songs, certain songs, or just one song.
Oh, you mean like they do in the single-player game where all they play is Guns N' Roses?
Yes. Yeah. The thing is, they have some random songs. Like, they have a Killswitch Engage song on that soundtrack. But so I mention this a lot. I'm a big fan of the website Giant Bomb. Mm-hmm. And they used to do this thing called Thursday Night Throwdown where they just play multiplayer games online with all the website readers for, like, 2.5 hours. So one day the poll was to play Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
Because the guys who started the website love that game. Well, they wanted to screw with everybody, so they changed it to where the only song that played for 2.5 hours straight was Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend. So the entire video, like, you have to, like, mute the video, watch, because I've watched the video, and it's just like, oh, this is hilarious for the first 10 minutes, and then by the time Avril Lavigne kicks on for the 73rd time, oh, you want to blow your brains out. Who's up next for some competitive multiplayer action?
Let's go ahead and go counterclockwise, because Isaac looks like he's excited. So,
okay,
to you.
My first one is a game that's really close to my heart, Donkey Kong Country. Like, the original one for Super Nintendo had the choice where you could either be a cooperative multiplayer where, you know, one person would be Diddy and one would be Donkey. Or you had competitive multiplayer where you basically were trying to race to see who could get through the worlds faster.
I did not know that.
I don't think that's a thing, Isaac.
It totally is. I 100% guarantee it.
Isaac, I'm genuinely concerned. Are you having a stroke?
No.
Because I don't think that actually happened in that game.
Totally
you,
did.
You look really mad at me right now.
No.
John's fact-checking.
See, that's what we have. At least John has a computer, right?
Yes.
Because I think that you're right that there was a competitive, but I think it's just like...
Lives and...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, like, basically, Mario. It's kind of like the original Mario, but... So, like, you're saying that doesn't count as competitive? Because that's like couch multiplayer, where it's the same thing, where you're like, oh, bitch, you couldn't make it through this level. I did it. Plus, I found all the secrets, and you watched me do it.
The issue that I have with that... But yeah,
Isaac is telling the truth.
They do have a competitive multiplayer. Like, I know that. The issue that I have with that, and I, like, it's fine if we want to keep it, but the only issue I have is you can put any game into that category.
Yeah.
That, because you could just be like, all right, this has a level, I'll just race you through it.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you see what I'm saying. Like, you could include the original Mario then for that. And I don't really consider that as much competitive. Actually,
no,
that might be more.
Like,
because you have a point system.
I would consider Mario 3, where, like, you are trying to beat a level one after the other. Like, you're alternating between levels. That's closer to, like, what's the
Donkey Kong... See, I feel like that's... Well...
Like, multiplayer was. Like, I'm fine with it not being on the list. Well, I just wanted to bring it up, because it was one of the first, like, competitive multiplayer games I got into as a child, where I was like, I can laugh in someone's face when I do this episode, like when I do this level better than they do.
I don't think it's as much competitive as much you're just kind of an asshole.
Well, yeah, well, I get that, like, but it's still, if it makes you feel good, is it wrong?
I agree that it is competitive.
Yes, 100%. Yes, there's a lot of ways. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, what?
Because of the fact that, I mean, realistically speaking, like, that is one of the most frustrating... I don't know how many of you, like, played Super Mario 3 with your siblings.
Yeah.
But my brother was so much better at those games than me, so I'd be stuck on, like, World 1, and he'd be up to, like, World 6, and he's just talking time. And, like, I would get so frustrated, because, like, And in like Mario 1, he knew how to get the infinite lives by like bouncing on the turtle shell on the steps, but he'd never do it for me.
So, yeah. Did he ever do the other thing that one of my siblings did? I don't think it was Isaac. I think it was Joe. To where on Mario 3, we'd activate, you go to the same spot that the player's on and activate the battle mode to where you can, if you kill him, you get to take over for their turn and they can't play.
Oh, I actually didn't know that was in that game. I'm sure he would have.
So there's if you
battle
go,
mode is fantastic.
If you're hanging out on a level that's completed.
Well, I remember the battle mode because it's the old school like Mario
with, like,
where you come
spikes.
Down there's the POW block. Yeah.
Yeah, if you kill the other player or force them to get killed by a spiky little walker, you get to take their turn and they can't play.
Sweet.
So, it was really like a game absolutely designed for siblings. So it's like, I'm going to push you over and take your turn for you. Like, ma'am.
So this just gave me another idea for a list. We should do a top five games that gave us PTSD as children.
The Mighty Morphin. No, it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fighting game for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Man. Loved that game.
Because that game actually spawned fist fights between Joe and Micah.
Yeah. Cool Burgers.
That might have been why I loved it, too, though.
It was.
Cool Burgers 2, because Isaac and Nate wouldn't let me play, and then when I tried to take a controller from Isaac, Nate just, like, held me down on the ground and punched me until I went away.
Do you want to go play it right now?
No, I'm good.
Okay, the last time I played it, which was a couple weeks ago, I realized that they have in-game advertisements for Butterfinger BBs.
That's awesome.
Which makes me very sad that candy doesn't exist anymore.
I will rephrase that. My brother didn't punch me, but he would hold me down on the ground for extended periods of time. And yeah.
All right, so Chris, you're up.
Okay, so one I'll throw out there. So I know that John has played a ton of the original. I don't know if any of you guys have played the second one, but StarCraft II, The Wings of Liberty, the first one.
I've only played a little bit because my computer is alternated.
No, man, we're all white. We're not Korean.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's why the reason, yeah. So
no, that is the worst
being
thing about StarCraft,
as I am,
though, is like Korean people will kick the sh.
Well, that's why they have like straight up, you know, Koreans play on these servers. But yeah, since I was white and terrible, I was like Bronze League.
Yeah.
But I played a lot of that game. It was really, really fun. They fixed a lot of the balance issues. It wasn't playing with Tristan, so it wasn't just fastest money map ever.
Fastest person to nuclear launches.
No, it was always. It turned into Tristan always wanted like a 25-minute head start, so he could. He's like, oh no, one attack for 25 minutes, so I can get carriers, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, realistically, if you play that game, no one ever gets carriers unless it goes into like a crazy, crazy late game. But I had a ton of fun with that game. The campaign is great, but. The competitive multiplayer is amazing and incredibly frustrating because, like, you practice a strategy over and over and over again. You get your build order down. You get your times perfect. You know exactly when you can build something. And then someone just completely, like, screws you over by just building one unit that you didn't expect them to or researching one thing that you're like, nobody ever does that. Like, literally nobody ever researches that early, which is kind of the fun thing about it, though. Like, you can just win on a fluke because someone isn't prepared for you to be dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I have legitimately won matches just not knowing what I'm doing.
Well, I'm so bad at strategy games in general, but StarCraft is some quality times.
Yeah, the reason I loved strategy games so much growing up is because there are a couple different ways that you can play them just starting out if you don't know that much about the game. Either you can research and build a bunch of different kinds of units to make more of a balanced battlefield to get yourself through whatever defenses the other character has, but that takes more time. Or you can try and grab as many resources as possible and develop one unit and just hoard the out of that person.
Whoa.
And just keep throwing that unit at them over and over and over and hope that you have enough resources and enough of that one unit that it breaks through their barrier and can get to the core of civilization.
Whoa.
Which, I mean, that was the goal of Age of Empires when I do that.
So the only issue that I really have with StarCraft 2 is the fact that I played Zerg. Like, Zerg was always my race. It was my race back in StarCraft 1.
I was too dumb for Zerg.
Well, Zerg is the epitome of what I just described.
No, Terran is the epitome of what you just described.
I always heard the term Zerg Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So what a Zerg Rush is you. So the common thing to do if you really wanted to just play a fast game is it's called six pool. So you get six units, and then you build a spawning pool, and you pump out Zerglings, and you rush their base. Mm-hmm. It's a strategy that works if no one understands Zerg, and you can get in their base and kill all their workers.
Yeah.
So that's the Zerg Rush. But Zerglings, like, they're helpful to a certain point in the game, but they're just, like, basic units.
Yeah.
If you play Protoss, you've got Zealots, which are basic units, which go to the back burner in the late game. If you play Terran, you've got Marines, which are a tier 1 unit, the most basic of Terran units, that can be used through the entire game, which is completely ridiculous, and it makes that game extremely frustrating that you can be a better player, you can be more competent, you can understand everything better, and just get destroyed because someone has Marines with stim packs.
Yeah.
In what game?
StarCraft 2.
Oh, okay.
So
like, I genuinely never got into StarCraft. I just didn't...
StarCraft
I don't like any RTS games. I've never found one I enjoyed.
RTS games that were like resource gathering and army building.
So
and
Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds.
No, because that was just an Age of Empires clone.
and then you would inevitably end up with Simon the Killer Ewok.
And and a person who plays Age of Empires regularly cannot play against a person in StarCraft and play the same way. StarCraft
because
is a very different
Age of Empires. Yeah, Age of Empires is a very, like, each match of AoE, I would say, at a minimum takes an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
I've had matches of StarCraft that have ended in well under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, and that's actually a really common thing because
it's
like...
that's true. Like, I've seen videos on YouTube of, like, StarCraft matches that were, like, 90
most
seconds,
most of my
basically.
Matches, like, when I would play people in Age of Empires, when I would, like, take my computer over to a buddy's house and we'd play together, they would be 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we would just be building resources for the first hour and a half, and then we'd just be alternating attacking each other back and forth. And then it'd become tower defense.
I think the longest game of StarCraft I've ever watched was like an hour long, and it was just a guy that I used to watch named Sy StarCraft, and he was playing against fans, and he was just messing with them. Like, he was just doing it for fun. But a really long game of StarCraft was about 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And that was like excessively long. Like, you have maxed out on units, you've got everything you can get.
So, back when we used to play StarCraft at LAN parties all the time, what would happen was I'd play as Terran, I'd get murdered in 15 minutes, and then while the rest of their match took an hour and a half, I would just play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on my computer while they just kept playing.
Well, see, the thing about StarCraft at the LAN parties is Tristan wanted to play fastest money map ever so he could build carriers, but if you played anything else, he would rage quit and stop playing. So, like, if we got him to play Big Game Hunters, we played StarCraft for about 20 minutes because I would just build a Dark Templar and go in and wreck his
I would just try to build the one nuclear launch character, then I would get killed after that nuclear launch
build
failed.
A ghost and a nuclear launch silo.
And then
I
would get killed.
I never got behind StarCraft is because I started with Age of Empires and I played it for a number of years. And I went into it trying to play it like Age of Empires and I just got frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be sitting there thinking that I'm supposed to build the units over an allotted amount of time and just research, and then somebody would rush in 15 minutes later and just annihilate.
No, like, legitimately, like, I hadn't watched, I don't know a ton about Heart of the Swarm or Legacy of the Void, but the last StarCraft video I watched, because I went back and watched a few videos from, like, Husky and Psy, and, like, the new strategy is pretty much, like, within the first 5 minutes, you have, like, two or three home bases.
Yeah.
Like, and that's ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows what StarCraft is.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound like anybody really played it as much as I did, so...
I haven't played as much as you did, but I still love playing it.
Well, it's a great game. Get behind it as, like, one of the best competitive multiplayer games. I've played it enough, and I understand it enough. I'm definitely not an expert at it. But it really has a place on this list.
Also, I would say that, like, an issue with...
StarCraft has to have a place, like, as great as competitive multiplayer. Like, any game like that that does have, like, multi-million dollar tournaments for it. And, not and there's that, teams the fact that are dedicated. Like, that's our job.
You can be spectacular at one unit or one civilization in that game, whatever you call it.
Race.
But, yeah. But the fact is, if somebody else is spectacular at another race, they can figure out a strategy to beat that any other race.
Yeah.
It's really just the way you play it, and because of that kind of balance, I think it's a really respectable
and genuinely at all three races, like, it is not a balanced game, I wouldn't say. It is a very high skill based game, but like, each race has their strong points. Like, Zerg is one of the best early game races because you can pump out units like crazy. Terran dominates the mid game because, like I said, you mass Marines and you can destroy anything. And Protoss is god late game. Like, if you can defend yourself and hold off as Protoss, nothing can stop a Protoss army. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true. If there is a Terran player or a Zerg player that is really on top of their micro, they can destroy it.
Well, the thing I like about StarCraft is one way to compare it is another game called Empire's Dawn in the Modern World, that when you play competitive, it starts out as Stone Age, but the highest level you can reach is like 2060, where you have like spaceships and walkers.
Mm.
So if you play it correctly, you could run through all the races, and so while someone's in, you know, like colonial America with their little ships and muskets, you can fly in with a friggin' almost Millennium Falcon type ship and murder all of their base with one person.
Is that the game that had epochs? So, like, somebody would be in Revolutionary Wartime, and if you were really good enough at researching, you could get yourself up to, like, World War II era, industrial era, and have a nuclear bomb.
Yep.
Like, while they're still in the Revolutionary.
Yeah. They'd be sitting there with, like, little muskets and cannons, and you'd be flying over them with
F-22s. It was like a spiritual successor to Age of Empires.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember.
And StarCraft has, like, kind of the same principle, because I was playing with Timmy at one point. Like, I had been playing multiplayer just constantly, and he really hadn't played at all. So I was just, like, doing some 1v1 skirmishes. And he made the mistake of actually winning a match against me one time. So I got really angry, as I do, and I started doing ridiculous stuff to him that was just incredibly douchey. Like, I would just cripple his worker line, or, like, at one point I just played toss, and I just, like... So the outside of the bases are in the fog of war, unless you send a scout out there. So I just surrounded his entire base in Protoss turrets. So he couldn't get anything in or out of his base. And then I started building them closer and closer and closer, and didn't build a single unit or military unit. I just built workers.
And at the same time, were you whispering in your microphone very angry? This is what you
Probably.
That's pretty close. I would have to ask him exactly what I said, but that's probably relatively close to what I said.
Awesome.
All right, so moving along.
Andrew, you are up.
Oh, okay. So, Mario Kart for the SNES.
Hell yes.
And okay, specifically... So
how many people is this on their list of?
Okay. That is everybody raising
all four of us.
So
okay.
I said...
specifically
because of the battle mode.
Hell yeah.
That's the only reason I don't appreciate the newest version of Mario Kart is it doesn't actually have a battle mode, which is really...
Wait, that was my 8 dozen?
It doesn't have a battle mode.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. And I love the original.
Because I
loved
the one for 64.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say, and you guys played a lot more of the Super Nintendo one than the 64 one.
Yeah.
But I didn't play the Super Nintendo one until I started hanging out with you guys. But we had the 64 one, and I'm sure you guys remember
it.
Oh,
it was
played the out of Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, it was like, Mario Kart and GoldenEye. Like,
like Mario Kart and GoldenEye, and like what was it? Like, we went through like the 150cc, got all the levels unlocked, and we're like, all right, we're doing nothing but battle mode from here on.
Yeah.
And the fact that like the newest Mario Kart is fantastic. It is a hard ass game.
Yes.
But because they don't have a battle mode, I haven't bought it. And like, I really want to play it, and I really like it, but I love battle mode, and I'm actually. Battle mode's really, just amazing. Really offended at the fact that they don't have a battle mode.
Battle mode is great, but I'm sure you'd still have a good time. Or you can buy the...
Oh, yeah, no, it's a great game. I played it.
That game that Isaac told us all to buy. The Sonic Racing.
Sonic and All-Stars Racing.
It actually is a fun game.
It does have battle mode, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I actually...
You get to be Team Fortress.
So... The last Mario Kart game I played was for the GameCube, so I'm a little bit out of date.
I played Super Nintendo 64, GameCube, and then I played the one on the DS Lite.
Okay.
I haven't played the Wii or the Wii U.
Yeah, I played the one for the Wii, and then Andrew and I saw Mad Max Fury Road, and then... and played Mario Kart 8 for like 2.5 hours at this dude's house.
Only 2.5 hours?
I had to go home.
It seemed like 2.5 hours. Yeah. It was like three days.
Minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. It might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
But no, like I feel like that one's almost definitely going to make the top five.
Oh, hell yes.
And I feel like if we do put it in the top five, I feel like we could put it like slash there and put like SNES and Nintendo 64.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the 64 one was great too.
Yeah.
Well, the 64 one, I remember having my mind being blown that there was multi-leveled battle levels. Like where you could go like 3 or 4 levels up and then just like kamikaze down on someone while firing red shells.
The reason I put the Super Nintendo version is just because that was the one that was the most impactful to me, is because that's the first kart race that I ever played.
Yeah.
And like I said,
I think that was the first one ever, actually.
Yeah.
That's the original.
I didn't play that game until after I'd played a lot of the 64 one, and I was playing against John and Isaac, who had it for a very long time at that point.
Oh, yeah, we knew how to cheat.
So it was kind of not as much fun for me.
Well, that's the thing is, on Super Mario Kart, there was the one level that was surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Where if you got the feather, you could just hop into the water, and then the other player could not get to you.
Yeah.
Because you'd just be hanging out.
Yeah, that game was kind of the devil playing with you guys.
But I do love how the 64 had the big, like, skyrise building, where if you weren't careful, you'd just fall down the center of it and die.
Yeah.
That level was so much fun.
Yeah, but the Super Nintendo version, did the 64 version... I know Rainbow Road is in every single one of them.
Yep.
But in the 64 version, was Rainbow Road... Did it not have walls also?
If you played the 50cc, which was the like easy mode, it had walls. If you played any of the other ones, it did not have walls. And it was hard.
Especially because, wasn't that the one that had the gigantic jump to where if you weren't careful, you just fly off the edge?
Yeah, because if you, like, you had to just throttle just right. Like, you had to let off the throttle and then hit it right at the right moment. Or you would either overshoot it and fall off, or you would undershoot it and fall off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Such a fun game.
But anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
We all know that
game that's going to get in the top five.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. So, John, go ahead. What's yours?
I'm going to throw out one that I think I'm the only one who has played it. But I just want to give a mention because I know it won't make the list. And that's Rocket League.
Yeah.
Played it?
A little bit.
So much fun.
I need to buy it.
That it's very good.
No, it's...
Oh, yeah.
The little that I've played of it, I played it on a friend's PlayStation, and I really need to buy it, but it just... I'm budgeting so hard right now.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd have to buy a PS4 first.
No, you can get it on PC.
Yeah, you can.
It's $20 on Steam. Like, if you get it on... If you have a PS4, you get it for free, but, like...
But is it worth not getting Fallout 4?
We're not talking about...
Anyway, sorry.
But it's fun because it's just... You take the cars from Rock and Roll Racing, and you put them on and you basically put them on, like, the Top Gear soccer field.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, because it's just cars soccer.
Yeah. This is the first time I've even heard about it.
Oh, really?
It's amazing.
Okay, no, yeah, like, I've heard a bunch about it, and it's literally just soccer matches, but you control cars.
Yeah.
Instead of people.
Awesome.
You can do, like, double jumps with your car, and then rocket... flying around.
Yeah, and you can do, like, your cars do, like, backflips and stuff like that, and you can... Yeah, it's kind of an amazing, amazing game. I really want to buy it. I haven't played nearly enough of it.
Wow. Okay.
And the thing is, with Rocket League, you can decorate your cars, too.
Mm-hmm.
To where you just have, like, little mustaches and top hats and random crap like that. So, like, right now, my car, my team, for, like, because they have campaign and online mode... and my team on the campaign. It's like two hot rods, and I'm driving like a bright orange version of the A-Team van.
Did they fix the issue with the van where it was better than all the other cars because it had like such a big collision detection?
I don't know.
Because like when it first came out, the van had such a wider collision detection. Like it actually was like a couple feet to each side where you could actually still hit the ball with air pretty much.
Yeah, it was just hilarious.
You're just hitting it with like the force of your car being there.
So pretty much anybody that wasn't playing the van had an unfair disadvantage.
Yeah. Well, and this is like one of those games where it's like a perfect multiplayer game where it's like 15 minutes a match.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Like it's real short.
Yeah, or 5 minutes a match.
5 minutes a match. Yeah. They're super short matches. It can be frustrating because if you get against a really good player, as I did every match I played because I was playing on a friend's account, like they can score like 20 points in those 5 minutes and make you look like a bitch.
And the thing about it is, you have to have strategy because most people just run towards the soccer ball like a second grade soccer team.
Yeah.
But it's a better if you have like two people chasing the ball and the one person on defense.
Yeah. Well, it was just like the original strategy for it was if you're playing 1v1s, both players race towards the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And then people figured out, hey, if I stay in the goal and this dude races towards the ball, I can back up just a little bit, he'll knock the ball towards me, and then I give it just a little bit of boost, and I will get a full court goal.
Which is so much fun when it happens.
Yeah. And like
because you can just come flying in out of nowhere, hit your boost, and then just do this amazing goal.
The amount of strategy that is involved in that game is insane, especially considering that game hasn't been out very long, and they're already releasing DLC for it.
Oh, it's just so much fun, though, because it's such a simple concept.
Oh, yeah.
That... I mean, and apparently they made a precursor to Rocket League that no one had ever heard of because it was under some other random name. But then when they made Rocket League, they did that deal with Sony to where they'd have the free PlayStation Plus version.
Yeah.
And that was the smartest decision they've ever made.
Well, like, legitimately, I guess what happened is they were going to, like, and this is kind of sad for me because I don't have the PlayStation, but they were going to release it free for PC as well.
Oh, gotcha.
So, as far as I understand, I could be wrong, but what I was told is they released it for the PlayStation, and it had such a ridiculous success that they're like, we can probably make a little bit of money off of this.
Oh, dude, you know they're making so much right now.
So much. It's ridiculous.
I'm just waiting for them to do the Team Fortress thing and be like, hey, you guys want to buy some hats?
Yeah, you want to buy a cowboy hat? Big old cowboy hat?
Because I know you have a wizard hat for your car, but I'm pretty sure you could get, like, you know, maybe you could dress up like the spy from Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, if Team Fortress has taught us anything, hats rule the world.
Yes, they do.
You will do anything for a hat.
So
I have hats for Team Fortress, and I have never played Team Fortress.
Hey, me too. Oh,
it's a spectacular game.
My next game on the list, and this fits for like basically any game like this where you can play online, Mortal Kombat. There is zero chance that playing that game against someone that is better than you is going to get you better at that game. Because those are the guys that are like, all right, I know that it takes exactly 16 frames for, you know, Kano to go through this move, and it takes 23 frames for Sub-Zero to go through this move. So if I do this followed by this, I can, like, f*** you, man. There's no way that I can do that much calculation or even thinking about.
Yeah.
So,
But I still love those kind of multiplayer games, like, especially, like, the couch multiplayer, like, where, you know, you, like, you do the kind of things where, like, everyone's drinking, and you're like, all right, man, loser passes off the controller to the next person.
Ooh, I hate that rule.
I love that rule, though, because there's always one person that can just dominate the out of the room, and it's kind of amazing, because you get to play against everyone, and then everyone gets involved when that one person that kicks ass loses.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, we finally beat him!
So I disagree with you in the fact that you're comparing a one-on-one fighting game, Mortal Kombat, versus a team-versus-team game.
Yeah.
So where Mortal Kombat, you can't throw a grenade into a room and hope to hit two or three people. Like, Mortal Kombat,
no,
I don't think...
Sonya Blade.
I don't think a Mortal Kombat can be used as a good... I don't think that can be used as a good... argument because it's a different type of multiplayer.
Well, no, but
well, it
like,
has the
but,
same
but
principle,
I,
though.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm looking at is like I think that basically like any multiplayer game that you play against other people, there's going to be a certain level of stuff you learn from playing against other people. Like
exactly.
I've gotten better at the game Dirt by playing online against people on dirt. And you don't do better, like, you don't learn anything from a guy that's playing with a full-on professional racing wheel and the cockpit and the vibrating seat and everything, because you're like, oh, that guy's going to beat me every time because he has the most perfect, ideal setup possible.
So are you saying you should just should you just give up?
No, I'm just saying that, like, you just need to pay attention and, like, realize there's people that are always going to be better than you.
Yeah.
Simply based on equipment. All right. I'm going to bring up Need for Speed Carbon.
That game's awesome.
Because I spent days on the PlayStation 3 with Jacoby Chantre and and Alex playing Need for Speed Carbon over and over and over again while doing nothing else and trying to see who was better. Because it's like, it's not the same level as like Gran Turismo where you have to like actually have skill to race someone else. And if you don't have skill and the other person's just dominating you, you're like, I need to practice more. But Carbon, you can be like, yeah, I can pretty much figure it out. This car is as fast as this one. Cool. We're good to go.
The first time I played Carbon multiplayer, I was attempting to make Dad's homemade fried chicken. And I got so into the match that the chicken cooked for 55 minutes instead of 20.
So it was black by the time it got done?
It was just jerky.
Oh, awesome.
That's how entertaining that game was as a multiplayer game. Well, it was so dumb.
Carbon is actually the only racing game I've ever played where I played through the full, like, story mode, which is the most dumb story in the world.
Oh, they were trying to capitalize, like, on the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it's literally the Fast and the Furious. Like, you get busted by the cops, and then you work for the cops to help them bust some other street racers and break up gangs, and then some other and you get an Audi R8 for some reason. It's awesome.
That's because that was before the Audi R8 was unveiled as a car.
I know, but it's a fantastic dumbass game.
But your 350Z was still faster than it.
Oh, there's so many cars that are faster than it. Like, you can start off with, like a Honda Civic. And with the customizations that are in it, you can suddenly have a Honda Civic that does 250 on the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, eh, that doesn't exist. Yeah, yes, it does.
Actually, it's
f***ing Carbon.
No, it actually does exist. There is a Honda Civic that went 275 miles an hour.
What?
It beat the Bugatti Veyron.
I gotta look this up. This is amazing.
All right, so I agree with Need for Speed Carbon. Chris, what's the game you want to throw out there?
I just had one in my head, and then I completely lost. Okay, yeah. So, I am not a fan of the new Call of Duty games.
No, me either.
But Call of Duty, the first one through Modern Warfare 2, are fantastic multiplayer games.
I have... My favorite one is the first Modern Warfare. I have that one on my list just because it's so easy to be a dick on split screen in that
yeah,
game.
My favorite one was Modern Warfare 2, and that was just because, like, that was the first one that I really played online and just put a ton of hours into. And even though it had, like, ridiculous imbalance issues, because you could just go noob tube scavenger one-man army and just destroy everybody on the map, it was still an incredibly fun game and had really good maps, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite thing was, did Modern Warfare 2, I played it multiplayer less than the first one. Did it have the martyrdom perk? Where
I don't remember.
Where you drop? I thought where you drop. Didn't know the first
Modern Warfare had the martyrdom.
I hated that so much.
I think it did, but I think that it was one of those ones that it was like it was the like one of the perks out of that category.
Was Modern Warfare 2 the one where you could turn on like eternal running plus like nice skills and just run around that bus on
No, because
in
I used to do that when I get bored.
Nuketown is Black Ops.
It's really
Black Ops.
It's honestly it's really to do that, but it is possible.
I know, but it's hilarious.
If
you
can
just run in a circle and murder everyone.
Yeah.
If you leveled up like the Beretta M9, if you got enough kills with that to the point where you got the knife perk with it, and you took, I actually didn't use Commando. I used Ninja instead, so you'd have the silent footsteps.
Yeah.
And did that.
Yeah.
Sprint knifing was an incredibly viable strategy on certain maps.
Yeah. I mean, you would become top of the list doing that.
Oh, like, very much. Yeah.
See, my favorite thing was we used to have four player, well, Joe and Kaylin and David and Lisa used to come over here and watch football back when they liked football. And so after we'd watch the first game, then we played Modern Warfare 1. And we used to play the shipment level, which is just that little like maze that's built for four people.
Yeah.
Of just all the shipping containers, and they would just run around with shotguns. And they used to hate me because every time they'd shoot me with a shotgun, I would drop a grenade, then they would die. And somehow I'd end up winning the match.
Yeah.
Just because my grenade killed them all, even though they kept killing me.
See, this is why we need, like, Jacoby for the... Like, this is why I was like, Jacoby would have been great for this discussion, because the amount of time I've seen him lose matches against other people on the PC in Call of Duty is kind of fantastic. Because those old men that play Call of Duty will kick out of people.
And like Roscoe P. Coltrane, yeah, rest in peace?
I'm pretty sure those people are like the reason why there's never going to be a game where it fully crossovers. There's a full crossover between consoles and PCs.
Yeah.
Because no, you can't have it.
There's no way.
Legitimately, just like... The problem is, straight up, you don't get the reaction out of controllers that you do out of keyboard and mouse. Just the mouse sensitivity alone on your, like, ability to spin is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Steam controller is trying to do something like that to allow, like, mouse sensitivity for it, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it will never be... Well, okay, I can't say never. Yeah. But genuinely speaking, like... So, the difference between a mouse and a joystick is obviously it's like, it's a whole hand impulse when you use your mouse. So, like, you actually feel the whole thing moving and it moves with your hand. Whereas, like, the joystick, it's just like, it's not as reactive of a motion. So, there's not as much of a, like, a brain-to-hand connection.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like it's not as effective, even if it could move as fast.
Yeah, it's really not. Honestly, like... Experienced PC players would annihilate people using a controller.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely agree.
Because of the precision allowed with a mouse. And that's not like a PC master race.
No, it's just really a fact.
Truth. Yeah, it is.
Well, that's the reason why up until Black Ops, they had to put auto-aim on sniper rifles on the console. That's why everyone quickscoped on the console, because, it wasn't viable to snipe with a joystick.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, whose turn is it to choose the next?
I think Andrew's. I'm up. Yep. So there's one that's really, really close to my heart is the WWF WrestleMania 2000 and WWF No Mercy. Those were some of the most incredible, couch multiplayer games that I had ever played with my brothers.
What console generation were those?
That
for?
Was Nintendo 64.
Okay. I've probably played those ones.
So, I more so appreciate WWF No Mercy more because it had the triple threat ladder match in it, and I'm not f***ing you. Those matches were 2.5 hours between me and my two brothers. And ended in fist fights.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, and they would go through so much drama throughout the... like being in an actual wrestling match without planning any of it. So like I don't know if you guys played any of those games or if you played any of them.
I've never actually played a wrestling game, but like I've heard from a lot of people that they're actually like genuinely kind of fantastic fighting games. Like they're good fighting games, but I just don't give a shit.
So I'm gonna bring over my Nintendo 64, and you and I and Chris are gonna play that game. And for the love of God, please don't punch me in the face when we play this, because we're gonna want to punch each other in the face. But because it takes seriously so much to climb up a ladder, like when you get on the ladder, it's like your guy actually
had to mash
the button.
Like you have to hit it as hard as you can,
really, really slowly.
And all it takes to knock it over is just walking up and hitting an egg, running
into it.
Yeah,
yeah. And so like there were like when my brothers and I would play, there would be like alliances formed in the middle of the match, and we would turn on each other and hit each other with chairs and try and climb up the ladder, and then somebody would rock bottom someone, and then people elbow, and then climb up the ladder, and then someone would get up and knock him off and pick him up and like pedigree him, and like it was in the most intense multiplayer I've ever played. It's insane.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I legitimately remember getting so frustrated with one of my friends when they were over at my house because they brought it over to my house that I unplugged their controller because I was pissed off at them.
That would happen. I'm not you at least once or twice a match, someone would rip a controller out and think they could climb up the ladder, and that person would be struggling to plug it back in.
Yeah,
they would get
so
up just in time
knock the
to knock
over.
The ladder down. It was it was insane. It's
amazing.
And I will still, my brothers and I, every like once every year or so, we'll still plug in a 64 and play that game.
Yeah.
But anyway, John, you're up.
Well, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that No Mercy is the one that the entire video game industry has a fake wrestling tournament based off of at every PAX called PAXomania.
Yeah.
Where all these like video game journalists and video game developers dress up in ridiculous outfits and have like fake wrestling storylines and then just play it on the 64 and see who will win.
It's insane.
And they even brought in like Xavier Woods to be part of the tournament because apparently he's a famous wrestler.
Nice.
Pretty sure at least. Okay, so I'm going to throw out there one that's close to my heart, and that's Worms World Party.
Yeah,
because that game is entertaining as all hell.
So I've only played a little bit of the Worms games, and I loved it. I mean,
oh, it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah. I've only played a little bit, and like all of my memories involve worms flying into a wall and then exploding, and then things happening.
Well, I mean, it's just like it's set up on a basic 2D screen, and your goal is to knock other worms into the ocean so they die.
Yeah,
and you can do that using a variety of special weapons like the holy hand grenade from Monty Python and the search for the holy grail. You can use sheep that fly around with Superman capes and then explode. You can use a poke where you just hit them with your finger and they fall off the ledge. Baseball bats.
Kamikaze.
Yeah, kamikaze is my favorite, where your worm just yells kamikaze and then blows himself up and then kills other worms.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's just such a ridiculous little game made by British people. I mean, it's even hard to describe.
Yeah, whenever we actually got it running at LAN parties, it was great, but it was always like a huge problem where like we'd have like six people and we'd all try to get in and like two people would get in and then everyone else's worms would just surrender and it's like again.
It was just so much fun though because when you have like what, four worms per team?
Yeah, four worms per team, and you could kill them by just they started out with 100% health, obviously.
Yeah.
And, like you could do a certain amount of damage to them, but like, and there was always one person that would just get completely like all, because your worms spawn in random locations. So there'd be that one dude that all four of his worms would spawn right on the tip of the edge of the, and then some jackass would throw a holy hand grenade and blow you off, blow all four worms off the map. And then it was an hour and a half of watching other people call in strikes and badly control sheep.
And the best part is that the developer of Worms made all the random little extra voices too, so you have like Scottish worms, Star Wars themed worms, just all kinds of just random stuff. Like the whole concept's ridiculous, but it's such an addicting multiplayer game. I mean, I just love it.
Yeah, it is great.
Okay, yeah. What does our list consist of so far?
I just added your guys' entries to the list I was already working on anyway. Want me to go through and list the ones that I have on mine anyway?
Yeah.
That I just haven't brought up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So right now, of the combined list with the random down, we have Blur, Rocket League, Super Mario Kart, the original Halo.
That was on my list, yeah.
Modern Warfare 1/2, GoldenEye. Then I put down Assassin's Creed Brotherhood because I thought that was pretty fun multiplayer.
I didn't play the multiplayer at all
neither did I.
No, well, I'll delete it then. But basically, it was hide and seek to where you all spawned on a map, and it'll be like, hey, you're this guy, find this
Ubisoft
person who's dressed up.
Loves that. Like, okay, did you ever play the Splinter Cell multiplayers?
Yes.
Yeah, those were so much fun.
So you'd spawn in the middle of, like, Venice, or somewhere like that, or Florence, or wherever, and you just have, there'd be a populated, just the entire world of, like, jesters, shopkeepers, courtesans, like, all this stuff, and you would be one of them, and you would have to search out, like, I have to go kill this courtesan, but she'd be standing in a group of like six others. And if you stabbed the wrong one, then it'd you know, she'd escape and you would get penalized.
So it was like the Liam Neeson scene in Batman Begins where he's yep. trying to find, or Bruce Wayne's trying to find him.
Only yeah. in an open world city. Yeah, it's a, awesome. It was a lot of fun and it was really addicting. It got really boring by the time they did it for Assassin's Creed Revelations and then a couple others. But it was really good for just Brotherhood.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, real quick. So with the list, I think things like Grid, or not Grid, Blur, and all that, I think we can basically just condense that into Super Mario Kart.
Well, that is the exact same game, only it's just a prettier version.
Anything like a kart racer or something like that, just same Super Mario Kart. Yeah, because they did it the best, and everyone else is just ripping them off.
The only... Yeah.
Slightly.
The only game I will say that I would give a honorable mention to, just based on the fact that it was definitely a rip-off of Mario Kart, was Diddy Kong Racing for the 64.
Yeah.
No, that game was fantastic.
Well, that game let you fly planes.
That game was awesome. Amazing and so much fun, but it was straight up a Mario Kart
rip-off. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It was great, though.
But it was by Nintendo, so Nintendo was just ripping off themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn Miyamoto. Yeah. All right, so then I have GoldenEye. And then Smash Brothers.
Oh, I didn't even think of Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Smash Bros. Is online.
I didn't know which one was the best one to put down, because I've only played the 64 and
you can just put
the
Wii.
And those are totally fine,
you can just
honestly.
Put Smash Brothers, and that's fine, because any Smash Brothers game you pick up is going to be fun.
Well, it's tough
because... The one for the Wii was probably the one that I logged the most hours into. Yeah.
It's tough because Andrew and I had like a 30-minute conversation about Smash Brothers the other day.
And the newest one is fan...
It looked like a ton of fun.
Incredible.
I haven't got to
play it. It really is.
There's
almost no single player campaign though, which kind of sucks because if you don't have friends or more people who want to play it with you, then I mean, you don't really have any way. You have ways of getting better, but anyway, I'll make this really quick. It's just, I mean, there's no real like tournament style single player.
But I will say, in 1080p, it looks fantastic.
I have no doubt.
It's a really good game. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay, and then I put down Star Wars Battlefront 2, because I like that one the best.
I do like that one. I love that. I played a lot.
I would rather put Battlefront 2 over like something over one of the Call of Duty.
You know,
games.
As weird as it sounds, like no, I'm not gonna say it. I was gonna.
So let's say Battlefront.
I was gonna say put it over.
Call of
Duty I would say put it over GoldenEye.
Battlefield.
I love GoldenEye, and I had a great.
No, I think that GoldenEye and
Battlefront...
Have
you gone back to play GoldenEye now?
Yes, I have.
It doesn't stand up.
It stands up pretty well on, like, the remastered
version. Just not the original.
The remastered one, like the Daniel Craig one for the Wii. That one's a completely
even the 360 version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, like, that's almost a standalone game.
Yeah.
But I put down Battlefront 2 because, A, it combined the space battles.
Yeah.
And also the fact that you could play as heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 was a really good game.
And it was just cool because you could fly an X-Wing in space, land it inside a ship, go blow the ship up, and then fly back into space.
Yeah, the only problem that I had with that game, and it wasn't really a problem because I abused the shit of it, was the vehicles were overpowered as and the Hoth level, if you selected the Wampas, you just... completely raped the other team. Like, you could legitimately destroy an entire enemy team with one Wampa.
Well, the thing I love about that entire game is it had that hidden mode that truly answered the question, what would happen if Darth Maul, Darth Sidious, Darth Vader, Boba Fett, Jango Fett, and a stormtrooper teamed up against Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Mace Windu, who would win in that fight? Yeah. And you could actually test it. And then I have Worms World Party, StarCraft 2, Need for Speed Carbon, and WWF No Mercy.
So how many total do we have?
11.
Okay, so... but like once you eliminate all the kart racers that aren't Mario Kart.
Well, that was the only one I erased was Blur because Rocket League's not a kart racer.
Did we?
But I haven't played Rocket League.
Yeah, I'll delete that one based on the technicality.
Yeah, on the 50% rule.
Did you guys want to go off and just rattle off the ones that you had on your list that weren't?
Might as well.
On the list?
All of mine are legitimately things like Mortal Kombat, Killer Instinct.
I have Mortal
Clay
Kombat
Fighter.
I love Clay Fighter.
I have shit like that. Like any fighting game. I love, you can put any fighting game down, and I'm into it.
Yeah, I have Mortal Kombat 3 on mine.
I only played that on the Game Boy.
I actually think like the Mortal Kombat for PlayStation 3 is still my favorite one so far.
But doesn't that fall under the kart Mortal racer Kombat rule?
X. Yeah, could you just put Mortal Kombat Mortal Kombat as a whole on the list?
Yeah. I was just
but because there's Mortal Kombat game.
Oh yeah, there was the Mortal Kombat. What was that Sub-Zero game where it was supposed to have a story?
That wasn't that wasn't a fighting game. That was an action adventure game where you played a Sub-Zero.
It was oddly enough like a clone of the Michael Jordan like Trouble in the Windy City game.
Oh, NFL Blitz.
Yeah. Oh.
Also, I feel that I'm required to make my public service announcement about League of Legends.
Yeah.
I've logged hundreds and hundreds of hours in that game. It's horrible, and it will steal your soul. And even though you think you're having fun, you're not. You're just and I know, if somebody's listening to this podcast...
Stick to your lane, bro! Stick to your lane!
You think that you're getting better. You're not. You're just not. That's all.
Alright. So Blitz 98.
Ah, Blitz.
I miss Blitz.
An NFL Blitz?
Yeah.
Don't get me into the
greatest games ever.
Like, I don't know if I played that much as like stupid competitive. EA. I was always a big fan of like playing co-op multiplayer where you could just like play together with someone the other team.
No, just me and John, like me sporadically switching through players and hitting the tackle button as hard as I could.
Chris used to come over to our house when we lived in town and we'd play 2v2.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
That was
fun. We had to drag Darren out of his dungeon that was his bedroom to make him play. But
it was so much fun. Look, so one player's quarterback, one player's wide receiver.
Okay.
The other two players are just tackling.
What's the next thing I got to... I got to get rocking.
So I also put Conker's Bad Fur Day multiplayer on there.
I never played it.
Never mind. Let's just nix it. Also, Counter-Strike 1.4 or below. Counter-Strike 1.4 was pre... that was the one where they transitioned where you couldn't bunny hop anymore. So, never mind.
Honestly, Counter-Strike games I never got into based on the fact that it was like the community in Counter-Strike is toxic. Like,
yes, they are.
They treat you like you don't know exactly what you're doing. And League of Legends is the same way. And that's how I felt when I tried to play Team Fortress multiplayer. Yeah. Like,
no, I can see that.
And that it makes it hard to even want to try a game when there's that much toxicity.
Okay, well, let's move on. Let's not put Counter-Strike on there. All
right, we need to get rid of 7 items, then.
All
right, okay. All right, start naming them off.
All right, so, well, obviously, Super Mario Kart stays.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think.
That's where it's at. I think the original Halo should stay.
I think it should, too.
Yep.
The multiplayer for that
one. Agreed. Well, I would say Halo 1 through 3. Would you rather have Halo or
GoldenEye? Yeah. I think Halo Combat Evolved. Halo 1.
Halo was a more definitive point
Halo 2 multiplayer was fantastic.
Halo 2 multiplayer was great. Halo 2 was a very refined multiplayer.
How about this? I'll put the Master Chief Collection because it lets you include all of the original multiplayer modes from all the original Halos.
That sounds like a great combo.
I mean, minus the broken server issues.
Okay.
So when it works, you can play every single Halo multiplayer. All right, then obviously I had Call of Duty 4 and Modern Warfare 2.
That works because it's just Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare
Honestly, 2. Honestly, like I said, like I would include everything from COD.
Excluding
that Wii exclusive piece of number, or COD 3.
I don't think anybody in this room actually played that game.
But I did.
I did for 6 minutes.
I did. Yeah. They had you throwing potatoes to practice how to throw grenades.
But I think with Call of Duty, I would still rather play Halo than Call of Duty. I think that Halo... should have a higher level.
I disagree too.
Really? I disagree.
The thing about it is like
I'd rather play a Call of Duty online and Halo in a LAN or couch.
Yeah, also the fact about Call of Duty was the fact that there was enough customization to it that you could make that game work in your favor and you could play it how you wanted to, whereas Halo it's like this is how you're f***ing starting out. If you don't like this map or if you don't like the game type,
it is true. Like, I actually appreciate in Call of Duty, like, between deaths, you can choose, like, what loadout you have. You can choose
custom loadouts.
Yeah.
The weapons. Well, yeah. I would put Call of Duty. Call of Duty, just that in general. Because
so, can I put an honorable mention in there that's going to be, like, seriously 10 seconds?
What?
Battlefield to the Vietnam expansion.
That game was awesome.
Yeah. It's like Battlefield Modern Warfare, but then they had a Vietnam expansion for PC that was fantastic.
And the thing is,
and it was like 4 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, they also, there was that one, and they actually had an original Battlefield Vietnam that was a standalone game.
Yeah, no, I know.
And that one was
like 2004.
Yeah, and that was just funny because you can make your own soundtracks for that game.
Those games are great. I just always ended up building Jihad buggies, which was when I just threw a bunch of C4. Yeah,
that's the only way to play them.
The Battlefield Vietnam expansion, though, you could do that, but it was a lot more arcadey. And it was a lot easier than the Battlefield, like, Modern Warfare, whatever they called it. But anyway, let's move on.
I don't remember much about it besides every time I went into battle, I was cranking John Fogerty on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to delete GoldenEye because we already have two shooters on here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I agree. That's fine.
All right, so then we have Smash Brothers, Battlefront.
The issue that I have with Smash Brothers is the fact that it's a great game, it's fun, but there's always that one jackass that picks Meta Knight every time
and destroys everybody. I'd rather play Mario Kart than Smash Brothers.
And you know, the other reason we need to get rid of it is because not enough people in the room have played the newest one.
Yeah.
To know that, like, it didn't matter if you picked Meta Knight, there's always another character that can beat it.
There's always the Wii Fit Trainer.
But in the 64 version, if you had Meta Knight, you'd beat everything.
Well, I'm talking about the Wii version, where they legitimately banned him in tournaments.
Battlefront.
He was so broken.
Yeah. Battlefront?
Yes. Which also is another shooter, too.
We already have Call of Duty, and just so you know.
Battlefront
isn't that much different than...
I disagree.
I personally don't care about it enough to have it on the list.
I love it more than every game on this list besides Super Mario Kart, but I can understand getting rid of it.
I don't know why. Well.
All right, so then we got Worms.
Right, we're getting rid of it, I guess.
Right. Worms, you and me are the only ones that really like have a sentimental spot.
I love Worms.
Oh, really?
Like, I really do love Worms, and I love that they like re-released Worms as a mobile game that you could play on your cell phone.
I played on Tracy's tablet a bunch.
Yeah, like they've tried to like
it's
keep up
fun.
With it, and it's a fun game.
I love that game, and like I don't even care if they update it at all. It's still like the original Worms World Party.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like,
any multiplayer
besides Worms
3D,
that
like,
game sucked.
Yeah,
oh my
any
God,
multiplayer
it was awful.
Game that's like Scrabble or any of that. I'd rather play Worms. If I can make you explode with a magical exploding worm, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So then, I think the one I'm gonna name is probably gonna round out the list, but we'll just go through the rest of the list anyway. So we got StarCraft 2, or StarCraft in general. I guess I could say.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of those games, like, I put a ton of time into it, but at the same time,
I respect it as a multiplayer game. I just don't have enough experience playing it.
Everyone knows that StarCraft is a good multiplayer game.
Yeah.
I don't think they need our press to explain how
great I mean,
the game
you
is.
You just really have to, like, hate yourself to get good at it.
Yeah.
Like,
or be Korean, one of the two.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because they lock you in a building with no windows.
And then they force you to do it and don't pay you anything.
I played against a Korean player that he was playing on the American servers because it was 2 o'clock in the morning and no one was playing in Korea and he couldn't find a match. And legitimately, the conversation we had in the match afterwards, him explaining to me what I did wrong, was longer than the match that I played against the guy.
Oh, I have no doubt.
By like 4 or 5 times. Anyways, that is my only point towards that.
Okay, so then we got Need for Speed Carbon.
I haven't played it.
Yeah, so we'll have to get rid of that, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Isaac. I love that game, too.
All right. It's fine.
WWF No Mercy.
I think me and Andrew are the only two that have played it, so it kind of hits 50%.
Yeah, we can dump it. Like, I really want to play it. Like, I need to play
WWF. No, we're going
to
play it.
We're going to play it,
and then this podcast will probably have different people on it a week later.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat.
I love the Mortal Kombat games. I think they're great.
I love Mortal Kombat.
I think,
I love it.
I just realized
I love
that
they
didn't...
have like the X-rays, like the now they
no,
have the X-rays.
Dude, the
they have
Mortal
the fatality.
Incredible.
And like, Mortal Kombat is one of those rare games where if you're playing against someone that is 1,000 times better than you, it's at least entertaining because you get to see fatalities you didn't even know existed happen to you.
So we'll talk later. But did you play the newest one?
X or 10 or whatever it's called.
I beat the story mode and then I played a bunch of just random matches.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't even mention Tekken.
Whoops.
Anyways, continue. It's not even in there anymore. All right,
and then the last one on the list is NFL Blitz. So we have to get rid of one game.
Apparently, not everybody else was as excited about that as you and me were.
Too bad.
So.
I loved NFL Blitz, but yeah.
It was fun, but I just don't
give a All right, there we go.
All right, so we got five items. We got to range them 1 through...
Mario Kart.
Well, we got to range them 2 through 5.
It actually looks pretty good the way that it is.
What,
aside from, well...
It goes Super Mario Kart, Halo, Call of Duty, Worms World Party, and Mortal Kombat.
I'd put Mortal Kombat ahead of Worms.
Yeah. I would also put Call of Duty above Halo.
Yeah, I agree. Because Call of Duty has stood out. It's stood longer than Halo has.
And I loved the Halo games. I played a ton of the Halo games, but like legitimately I had more fun with Call of Duty.
So can I write Call of Duty excluding 3 and Ghosts?
Yeah, you can write Call of Duty 1 through Modern Warfare 2 excluding number 3.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because 1 and 2 were amazing. Modern Warfare 3 sucked. Modern Warfare 1 was good. Modern Warfare 2 was good. And I actually liked Black Ops, but it wasn't as good as any of those ones, in my opinion.
My favorite multiplayer ones to play were 2, Modern Warfare, and then the first Black Ops, because you could dolphin dive.
Yeah.
Because that's just so dumb.
I didn't even mention Fear. I dropkicked
the shit out of people. The only time that Fear is good is if you take away the guns.
But anyways, yeah, that's our list.
That's it.
All right, and so
we actually went through that pretty quickly.
Aside from that part where Chris
next time when you go to
literally
a
kill each other.
Well, yeah.
So next time you go to a brewery, most breweries will have them. Sit down, and you may think about getting yourself a cheeseburger, or bacon cheeseburger, something like that. Don't do that. Instead, opt for the venison burger or the elk burger, and. Look, you may think it tastes gamey, but no, most breweries know how to make them to where they're damn amazing.
Just say that I'm still really happy that we do this burger thing.
Oh, that's important. You can't forget that.
And that David Neuberger has never truly died.
Yeah.
In this.
Also, if I kill Bambi in a couple weeks, I'll give you guys some venison.
Perfect, because I love venison. It's so good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, you guys have a good week.
So that being said, could you write the name David on the bullet that you fire into it?
Just carve it.
I mean, I could, but they're really actually pretty small bullets, and they're really expensive.
Oh.